Big topic in our office over the weekend was we've seen the biggest influx in 70 years in population. And the conversation is, are we seeing foreign investors as buyers, as real estate agents? Stay tuned. So the million-dollar question, Billy.
It is.
What do you reckon?
I'm just astounded by the rate at which our country's growing. What a beautiful, beautiful sight to see.
It's 19. Look, hang on, 1950. In 70 years, we haven't seen that much growth. That is just, I think, 600,000 people in 1 year. It's an astonishing record of people coming to the country. I was also reading yesterday on the back of this that there are countries like Switzerland that pay people to come and live in Switzerland and move. I think they were paying 35,000 for an adult and 17,000 for a child.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So there's countries out there that are wanting people to come so badly, no one's coming. They said, we will pay you. We don't have that problem in Australia, thank God. And I know we think we have a problem, but just the sheer fact that that many people want to come to this land for opportunity is incredible.
There was 621,000 or something like that, a change of 2.6%. Our fast, there you go, fastest growth recorded in the last 70 years, which is bonkers. I want to know where they're all coming from.
Now, I'm finding, well, first of all, where we're going to go with this is how it's affecting property at the moment, particularly with prices. We'll talk about rentals as well. But I'm finding there's a lot of sort of Asia. I actually find there's every 5 or 10 years there's a different like style of immigration or area. I feel like that the government almost cherry picks where they want everyone to come from. And certainly with our family, Serbian heritage, there was a stage where there was a truckload of us coming in, plane loads, truckloads, train loads. And then there were stages where there was heaps of people from the UK. I think that's probably been the most fluid the whole way. There was a stage where a bucket load of Italians came in, Greeks, Chinese, then it went Indonesian, then it went a lot of Thai, Nepalese, Indian,
A lot
Lebanese.
of skilled workers, though. Very highly skilled people, and definitely want to work hard.
Well, there, I do think they'd be bring beauty to the country. I think we have a problem with look, we saw it. It was really, really obvious through COVID. There was the labor problem. We couldn't find anyone to do anything, and I think the it helped with labor having all these. We certainly, I don't hear people complaining about it now. There's labor out there.
Yeah, you think about your local coffee shop, there was always a poster on the door. Always, not so much now. So going to property prices, are we witnessing a Chinese influx? Well, we're witnessing a bit of an influx from everywhere, to be honest. And that's obviously partnered with a pretty low supply environment, both on rentals and sales, and is creating a bit of a shortage in some areas.
Bear in mind if you are a foreign investor, so they don't get the permanent residency for quite a long time, but if you're a foreign investor, you're paying 8% stamp duty on top of your 4%. So you're hitting a 12% stamp duty to buy something. So for $1 million, you're paying 120 grand in stamp duty if you want to buy in Australia. So it's a little bit hard. I do find as a real estate agent on the Northern Beaches that people are reluctant to buy if private schools. They love to buy around private schools. They love to buy around train lines, and we don't have the train line system around our burbs. We and probably those sort of elite schools in private schools in Sydney's we're not running either. So that heavy investment where you're seeing huge price increases, and it is happening in Sydney. We're seeing it around the eastern suburbs.
Yep.
And we're seeing it around that sort of Mossman and North Shore there.
Inner city circle. Northern Beaches, our beeline's still running, however.
God bless it.
It's great. Yeah, it's not the same as a train. No. It is interesting. I think at this rate, though, with the rapid growth, we're seeing 2.6%. From the calendar year in June 2023 growth, they are obviously going to need to look at and address housing supply, and I think that's obviously being talked in another topic, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I think people are attributing the rental crisis to the migration influx.
Yeah,
they're definitely related, but I do think affordability is coming to this now as well, where when you triple the interest rates of buying something, so if you are to buy something to hold, that something that you're buying is costing you three times more, people are more reluctant to buy, and it's much easier to rent. So repayments have tripled on people that are owner-occupiers. So that opportunity to purchase, you put that on the shelf and you just rent. I think it's been a bit of a double header. Yes, there's been more people coming to this lovely country, but yes, people are going, I'm not going to be buying something. I'm going to, be renting something. It's cheaper.
Happy to rent. Yeah. It is cheaper when you look at it. And then you've got the flexibility to work that in if you are on certain terms of a visa, to have flexibility and move. So you can rent, rural, you can rent regional, you can rent in a city, change cities. I think it's a no-brainer.
And also, Billy, we had our weekend away. Our Novak Christmas party was on the weekend. We're still here.
Yeah.
Give people a sneak peek. Show you.
The house.
Yeah. Have a look. There she is. Can you see her? Can you see her there? Oh, look at this road. I can sort of see the house there. And look at this beautiful road. We're in the back of Berry, guys. All went well. What can go wrong when you get 40 people together at a Christmas party? Not much.
Have you seen changes like this in terms of population that roll into other things, affordability, into supply issues?
I think we've always experienced it, but the scale of what we've seen lately has been impressive. But bear in mind, there's been a huge influx, but we did lose people out of the country as well, so we are playing a little bit of catch up.
Yeah.
We're definitely past that, where they're in way, way in surplus. But I am a big fan. I actually don't see that money coming in and competing with people on a purchase level, but I see that money coming in and people working their heart out, saving their heart out, and then renting something. So it's certainly affecting the rental market. Not as much as I think.
Not as much as I think. Okay, there you go. Good topic. Yeah, certainly not a Chinese influx, but an influx nonetheless.
Mm.
And it'd be good to see what other areas are experiencing, as I think this is a topic that would change.
Yeah, it seems to be around that train line.
From suburb to suburb. Yeah,
and I guess, if you're coming from another country and you don't have a car, the most likely thing you're going to do is go somewhere where there's a train. So I think if you want to stay away from that influx, stay away from train lines. If you want to be part of that influx, stay near train lines.
There you go. That's a summary.
Love ya. See ya.